Blog Talk Radio.
I pray that, you know, you received it as well.
in the light of what the Most High had said. We are going to be looking at Yah, our Comforter. As, you know, the Most High makes some promises to us that, you know, I will never leave you or forsake you. I will be there for you. And even when it comes time to doubt, to times of trouble, you don't worry about what you're going to say. If you're allowing me to use you, don't worry about it. It's not you to talk with anybody. It's not you to talk. And this is so clear and evident to me as we are in these last days, and that the Most High is truly still dealing with us, his people, at all levels. And so we want to look at him as our comforter this morning. I want to say Shabbat Shalom to everybody in Power Talk, on Blog Talk, on the Internet in general, wherever you may be listening, whether you're in North America, South America, whether you are in on the continent of Africa or in the European continent. As Yah continues to expose us and we spread it to different countries, you know, we pray that it is his work that is being done. And we pray that the same light spirit comes upon all of us, that we be of like mind, no matter where we are at in the world. We're looking to expand the kingdom of the Most High. We're looking to do the gospel, the true gospel. As he says, the true gospel has to go out. Then the end will come. We want to be faithful and put out the true gospel of the kingdom. And it is here for all mankind. All we have to do is want to enter in. But they need to enter in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. So we thank the Most High this morning for his word, for his spirit, and for what he's doing in our lives. The conviction that he is putting upon us. And we pray that each and every person receives the same. We pray that each and every person receives the same. Let us open up and sing the Most High. Okay. If you look back, you blow the shofar, he will come. When the new moon sees, and the whole sky. Amen, 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 amen. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1 verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise this morning. And we are going to start in verse 46 this morning. 1 Kings chapter 8, starting in verse 46. If then Israel sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whether they were carried captive, and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carry them captive, that they may have compassion on them, for they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt. O Yah, Elohim. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. Now, we are dealing with Yah, our comforter. Yesterday, we dealt with Yah, our faith. And Yah gave us I don't know about you, but it gave me a very special message in that, because how can we forsake such a great salvation as he has provided? And he wanted to elevate you to my standard, to my status. And everything in the creation, everything that I've ever created, everything bows to me. Whether you can see it or not, everything that I create pays homage to me. And everything is going to pay homage to you as my child. How can we know that and know the status that he is giving us and then walk contrary to him? How can we know that and not walk fully committed to him? So Moses showed me that we didn't really know. We didn't really consider. And even I, because, I'm telling you, it was a revelation to me as well. We walk in these things. So we can't hear this. We can't hear this and not come 100% in submission to the Most High Elohim. And he's not trying to beat us down. He's not trying to hit us over the head and say, you're right. It's not by power and not by might. I'm going to give you my spirit and elevate you. I want to do it out of love, because I want you to love me. I first love you. And he's going to tell us, we love him because he first loved us. But we have to understand that, that love, it's not really, I won't say it's unconditional, because he wants us to love him back in return. He don't want us to walk according to this flesh. He wants us to walk according to his spirit. And he has equipped us. He has equipped us to do so. See, I think that when he says my people are killed from lack of knowledge, it's lack of knowing who we are in him. That's the knowledge we lack. Surely when we understand what it means to be a son of Elohim, a child of Elohim, when we truly understand what it means, we can't walk contrary to it. We have to step into it. We can't make up excuses. And I truly believe if all you know and you truly know what it means to be a son or a child of Elohim, everything else don't matter. That should be enough to know who you are and what you are and what you're going to be. That should be enough. At least for me it is. Everything else doesn't matter. But to understand who we are in Yah himself. If we know that and can understand that, then there should not be any struggles. We shouldn't be struggling with the flesh any longer. We should be able to bring the flesh up under control. We shouldn't be struggling with any spirits. Because all other spirits, if you know who you are, they have no authority over you. Only the authority you give them. Don't matter whether it's the spirit of hatred or spirit of lasciviousness or the spirit of whatever. It only has control in your life because you have given it to it. Other than that, it's supposed to be in subjection to you. All the things. But Yah and Yeshua Elohim. Just like the Father put all things under the foot of Messiah, he has placed all things under our feet if we can just accept that. Except for him. Just as he's done with Messiah, he says, you will rule with me. That means that you get co-rulership. But you still have to understand your place. So we have to understand truthfully what God has given to us and walk in it. And if you are not able to walk in that, you are not worthy of it. It's just that simple. If we cannot appreciate what the Most High Elohim has done for us, what he has offered to us and given to us, then accept it. If we can't walk and be upright and straight and pure in heart and walk in righteousness, understanding who we are, what he has done for us, being our faith, our understanding that our salvation is in him, and he's done a work for us that we did not do for ourselves and nothing else in the creation could do for us, only he could do what he did. If we can't understand that, then he says we're not worthy. If we can't understand that what he did, mother can't do for you, father can't do for you, child can't do for you, no other man can do for you, no other spirit or being can do for you, no angel, no demon. That's why he said, if you have anything that comes before me, you cannot be my disciple. I hope we can understand that now, why that is. And so we have to walk in this. We want to look at him as our comforter because you really should be comforted now. You really should be at ease if you understand. You should be lifted up, emboldened to walk in his ways and to represent him, knowing who you are and what you are. You should not fear anything or anyone It's not a right thing to say. I am a child of the Most High Elohim. You cannot take that lightly ever, ever, ever again. It should not just be some words that come out of our mouth with no meaning or understanding behind it. Yah made it very clear yesterday who and what we are and what he has given us. You know, I don't know if anybody can shrink back from that. Maybe I can't see. The truth of the matter is, we have to appreciate and know and walk in what Yah Elohim has done for us. Let us go to the book of John, chapter 14. The book of John, chapter 14. We're going to start in verse 1. The book of John, chapter 14, starting in verse 1. And we will be reading through. We got a lot of reasons. We need to deal with this because Messiah is, John told us when he announced Messiah, when he baptized him, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of Elohim, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. I baptize you unto repentance, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost." This is who baptizes us with the Holy Ghost, Messiah himself. So let's start in John 14. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in Elohim, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Let's stop here for a minute. Because, see, according to our custom, or used to be custom, when a man accepted a woman as his wife, when he proposed to her, they got engaged. They weren't married yet, but they were considered to be married. But, well, let me stop like that. They were, when he proposed to her and she accepted, according to the Most High, they were married, but they would not consummate the marriage then. The man had to go and prepare a place to bring his wife. This is what Messiah is doing. "In my Father's house, there are many mansions." We look at a mansion, and it's way bigger than a house. He says, "But in my Father's house, there are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. This is what he's doing, keeping our custom. I cannot come and take you to myself until I go and prepare a place. That's the way our forefathers did it. That's the way the Most High taught us to do it. But we know that we've gotten away from that totally today. But we have to understand that at this point, the Most High considers us to be his. But I go to prepare a place for you." That's what a husband's supposed to do today. We're not going to consummate this marriage until I have gone and prepared a place to bring you to. And in the times past, his father would have to approve of the place. He couldn't just go get some shack or something. It wasn't supposed to happen that way. He had to go and prepare a place that was befitting to bring his wife. His father would have to approve it. The Messiah is saying from this standpoint, from the son's standpoint, "I go to prepare a place for you that I might bring you to myself. But my father also has to approve it." So from the position of father, the place has to be approved to bring us into it. Let's continue. And whether I go, you know. And the way, you know. Well, no, let me read verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So this is the post-marriage proposal. I have extended my hand and asked you to come into relationship with me, into a marriage. And if you accept, then now I have to go and prepare a place for you, that where I am, there may you be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Master, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Yeshua said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him. Now listen to what he says, and have seen him. Well, last night, and many other times I've told you that, Messiah is. He is the Father in flesh. He said, you know him and have seen him. That's why he said, how sayest thou, show me the Father? How can you say that to me? How can you ask me that? You have both heard and seen him. Listen to me. Philip said unto him, Master, show us the Father, and it suffice us. We will be satisfied. It will be sufficient. Yeshua said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He does the work. Now, again, we've gone over these things before. It should not be anything new to us. It should not be anything that surprises us. To wit, I came at you yesterday from this standpoint. To wit, Elohim was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Messiah just told you, I am in the Father is in me. The spirit that is in me is the spirit of the Father. So who you're really dealing with is the Father. But while I'm in this flesh, I want you to know me as the Son. I've set these two works, this work aside for salvation. But I want you to clearly understand who it is that is saving you. It is Yah, the Most High Elohim. I'm saving you. I'm the one that you're dealing with. You want to come to me as the Father? You got to come to me through me as the Son. You got to accept this work that I am doing. This is the vehicle and the mechanism that I have provided. You can't do an end around Messiah, Most High in the flesh, to get to the Father. He says, uh-uh. You're going to recognize this work that I'm doing in the flesh, and you're going to come that way. You can't come to me as the Father directly, because this is the vehicle that I have placed in place, that I put in place, me in the flesh, making a way for you where there was no other way for you. We have to understand that. And so though we know that is the Father, we cannot deny him in the flesh as the Son, because this is what I have done. But people will think that it's two. That's the problem. It's not two. And because Elohim is Elohim and all things are possible for him, so I came in the flesh. I'm telling you who I am, but you're going to recognize me as the Son. And you're going to do everything in this name. But when you're looking at me, when you're hearing Messiah, when you're looking at Messiah, he says, I am the express image of the invisible. So you want to know how Elohim looks? You're looking at it. When they were looking at Messiah. Let's continue. So the disciples, they got these questions. Show us the Father. Not recognizing who he was. That's why I say when you do a study of his disciples, they really walked. I don't want to say it, but it does say it, in unbelief. But they didn't really know totally who Messiah was. They did not understand from the scriptures. They did not understand the prophets. But the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they understood. They understood. And that's why it was so condemning on them. So let's continue. Because this is what Messiah is telling his disciples. Don't ask me to show you the Father. You're talking to him. Have I been so long with you that you don't know this? The Elohim is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in what spirit? But he's a spirit that inhabited. So the spirit that's in Messiah is the spirit of the Most High himself. And he's telling you, you know what? I know what's going to happen to me, and I don't really want to go through this. I lowered myself that you might be able to come back to me, but you know what? To allow my creation to do this to me, if there was any other way, I would have chosen that other way rather than let you do what's going to happen to me. But this is what I have preordained and required. So think about that. Your Elohim, your God, the creator of everything, loves you so much that he would step down off of on high, put himself in the body of a man. Now, I require the death of this man. That he's without sin. He is an acceptable sacrifice. I had to do it myself. There is no greater love than that. And especially, as I said, when you consider who the Most High is, he's the Most High. I don't care where you go, what dimension you would be able to travel in, whether it's spiritual or whether it's some other dimension or whether it's this one, nowhere in the universe. Not just in this galaxy, not just in this solar system, but in the universe, in the known creation, in the unknown. There is nothing greater than him. Think about that. And he would lower himself for us. We know from yesterday why, because we are his children. That's why he did it. He wants his children to love him because he first loved us. He demonstrated it to us. I'm willing to die for you. Are you willing to die for me? Are you willing to give the same as I've given to you? So I pray that we can hear this and understand that you cannot take this salvation for granted. You can't take it and just treat it common. What Yah has done for us, we can, you know, there's just no way that we can take this and treat it as common and use this flesh as an excuse to continue to do wickedness. I can't speak for you. I can speak for me. Let's continue. So Philip is asked a question in verse 8. Philip says unto him, Master, show us the Father, and it suffice us. We'll be satisfied. The Messiah says, Yeshua says unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He does the work. The Father that dwells in him must dwell in you. There ain't no other way around that. There ain't no other way to word that. There ain't no other way to understand that. The Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work. The Father must also dwell in you for you to be his child. This is what Messiah is saying to us. This is what he's showing us. We learned on the other week, by my spirit, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. This thing is consistent throughout the entire scripture. And when we know this, when we understand what God has given to us, to walk otherwise, then I know we are not worthy. Verse 11. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. You see what I'm doing. You see me healing people, blind, giving the blind sight, the deaf hearing. You see me correcting and healing withered limbs. You see me doing things that have never happened in the history of man. None of the prophets did this. They did some of these things, but they didn't do certain things. Understand that this can only come from the Most High Elohim. So if you can't believe that the Father is in me and I'm in the Father, if you can't believe that when you are looking at me, you're looking at the Father, then believe the works. Believe what your eyes can see. Let your eyes see and your heart be converted. Believe. This is what he's saying to them. If you can't believe my words, if you don't believe what I'm saying, you have seen the works. See, we today, we didn't see those works. We haven't seen them. And we truly have to believe by faith that they saw. And so their witness should be way better than ours. But then if Yah is doing a work in your life and you know that it's Yah that's doing it, you ought to have the same understanding and belief and faith, level of faith that the disciples had. And so we have to understand that you have seen him. When you look at me, you have seen him. Elohim is invisible. Elohim is in me. You want to see Elohim? Look at me. Do you not know that this is the same testimony that each and every one of us ought to have? Messiah had the Most High in the fullness. It says, in him dwelt the fullness, all of the Godhead body, in one location. Can you imagine the Most High condensing himself down to fit into one human body? This is what he had said to them. You see me, you see the Father. You talking to him. You have both heard and seen him. See, when the scripture says no man has seen Elohim at any time, they hadn't up to that point, up until the point of Messiah. Let's continue. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. This is where he wants to be glorified from. From the position of Son. From the position of the work that he's doing as the Son. I have placed all things into this position concerning you. And everything that I do as the Son is that I might receive glory as the Father. Because it's to bring us back to him as the Father. We dealt with him, our forefathers dealt with him as the Father and not as the Son. If you were to go back and were able to, all you have to do is look at the Pharisees or the Sadducees or the elders. If you were to go back and ask them about a Son of the Most High, you know, what are you talking about? We're the sons of the Most High. The Most High don't have a son. But because Israel dishonored the Most High as the Father, he says, now I've got to come in the flesh and you have known me as the Son of Man, but now you're going to have to glorify me because you wanted a king you could see. Here I am. And everything that I do as this Son brings glory to the Father, who I'm trying to bring you back to, which is me in the spirit, trying to bring you back to me. But I got to do it through this flesh, because flesh sinned against me. I have to step into day six, when I created man, and correct it, because man corrupted day six in creation. So I got to step into day six and correct what was broken. So everything that I'm doing, from the position of Son, brings honor to me as the Father. So you got to come through the Son. You can't come directly to the Father. Come to me from the position of Son. I will give you access to the Father. I pray we can hear you. The Messiah is saying to them. Verse 13, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Everything that we do brings glory to the Father through the Son, through that position, through that office. Because you're dealing with me as the Father, however, comma, everything you do, you got to relate it to me in the flesh, because that's how you are. When I came to you simply as the Father in spirit, you wouldn't believe, you wouldn't follow correctly. You would see the works, and you would have faith for that time, and then your faith would go away. And then you would look at the nation, and they had a king that they could see, and you wanted a king that you could see. So you asked me for a king, even though I was your king, and I was leading you through the prophet. It wasn't good enough for you. You wanted a king that you can see. So I told you I was coming, but you couldn't wait. And then you want me to come and not deal with you, deal with your condition. I am your king. I am your shepherd. I am your overseer. You are broken. I need to fix you first. You can't even serve me the way that you ought to serve me because you're broken. So I'm going to come as your savior first. I got to come and save that which was lost. So I come in the flesh. And when I return as your king, I'm returning in the flesh because you need a king you can see. So when I come this first time and I let you kill me so that you can come back into relation with me, you ought to understand and appreciate that. That I would be willing to do that. That I could bring you back and put you back in the position for which I created you. As my child. And being my child, did ye not know that you are God? Did you not know that you are Elohim? And the scripture cannot be broken. You are my children. Those that are evil, guess what? I ain't allowing them to come forth, not in their God power. I'm going to equate them. You are worse than the angels because you are better than the angels. You are higher than the angels. And if I'm going to throw all those angels that left their former estate and sinned against me, they don't get salvation. They don't get a chance to turn away. If you think I'm going to throw them in the lake of fire, what do you think I'm going to do to you? And you're greater than them. You have more power than them. You just don't know what power you have and don't know how to walk in. But I just told them, greater works than these shall you do. You see these works that I do? Greater works than these shall you do, but you don't believe it. Because you don't believe who you are. You don't believe who I've made you. So if I'm going to throw those angels into the lake of fire that I prepared for them, and you are greater than them, and you choose to walk away from this, you choose to not walk in it, to not accept it, do you think I'm going to let you express your Godhood? You think I'm going to let you come into that power? Being with you. I will not. So we have to understand who we are, and we have to understand why we have to go to the lake. I can't let you run around free, having the power of creation that when you speak, it will happen, just like when I speak. You are my children, so just how I create, you have that ability if you know how to walk in it. And especially after I resurrect you and give you eternal life, and you have, I reveal all things to you, and you're going to really understand. Do you think I'm going to let you? I cannot let you. The same capabilities that I have put in you through my spirit. I pray we understand and we can hear. And I cannot let you come forth evil and wicked. That's what I'm putting you through training right now. All those evil and wicked ways that you have to learn to overcome them. You have to learn to submit your flesh. You have to learn to master these things, because I cannot let you come forth and will not let you come forth. I will bind you hand and foot and throw you in that lake. Because of who and what you are, who and what I've made you. Can we hear this? Can we understand? Can we walk in that? Let's continue. So we have to understand, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. Do you love? How many of us are saying that we love Messiah and struggling with this flesh, struggling with keeping his commandments? I pray that we can understand who we are. Listen, I loved you, and I came and I laid down my life for you. If you love me, keep my commandments. Follow my instructions. Walk in my ways. I'm showing you the path to your Godhood. I'm showing you your path to your elevation in me. I have placed the instructions within you. See, man, most I showed me this a long time ago. Right now, you are in seed form, just like that apple seed, or that pear seed, or that watermelon seed. We are in seed form like that. And the water, the thing that activates us for what we're supposed to be, is the Spirit of the Most High. And we're supposed to be watered with the Word of God, because we're in seed form. The instruction is already in us. But there's a slight problem here. And I don't think it's a problem, it's just the way that it is. You and I are an intelligent seed. What do I mean by that? In us is the instruction, but we get to choose whether we're going to be good or whether we're going to be evil. An apple seed can't decide that. A pear seed or an orange seed or a watermelon seed can't decide that. They don't get that choice. The instructions that is within them, you plant it. It comes up, whatever seed that it was, whatever plant that it was from that seed. The instruction is in the seed. So the apple seed and the pear seed and the orange seed, they become those types of plants. And the seed is just a condensed form of the plant. Everything that is for that seed to become a pear or an orange tree or an apple tree or a watermelon plant, all that is within that seed in condensed form. So the seed is the condensed form of the expressed plant. You are in seed form, and I am in seed form. That's why he tells us, unless a seed is planted, it cannot come up. It cannot produce. That's why we had to die. Because when I resurrect you, you're not coming out of that ground in seed form. You're going to come out of the ground in your expressed image. You don't even know what you look like. You think you look like that now. You think you're going to look like what you look like now. You think you're going to be what you are now. No, you're going to come out of that ground in expressed form. Does the apple tree look like the apple seed? Does the orange tree look like the orange seed? You are in condensed form. That's why he said, you don't know yet Beloved, now are we the sons of Elohim, but it does not yet appear what we shall be. We've never seen the Most High in his express form. We've only seen him in the seed form because he came like us. But he says, for we shall see him as he is, his express form. I pray we can hear this because he hides a lot of things in the creation. So we are an intelligent seed. We get to make a choice. Different from the other seed. That's why it says, if you choose to be evil, I cannot allow you to come out and in your express form, evil. I'm not going to make an evil God. I pray we can hear this. Let me move forward. I'm doing everything but the message. No problem. Good read. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Now, I want us to start paying attention specifically to these words. Hear what Messiah is saying to us. I'm going to send you another comforter. One, I'm here with you now. But I'm going to send you another comforter. Who is that? Verse 16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. Elohim is a spirit, and you must worship him in spirit and in what? Truth. Elohim is the Spirit of truth, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Why? Because it seeth him not, neither knows him. But you know him. How? For he dwelleth with you. Who is dwelling with them at that point? Ask yourself that question. The Comforter is dwelling with them at that point. Who is with them? Messiah. Himself. I'm going to send you another Comforter. I'm not coming back in this flesh. Not right now. But I'm going to send you a Comforter, another one. You have seen him, and he is with you. Let's continue. Verse 17 again. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Now, Messiah is here with them right now. And he's not in them. He says, but this Comforter is going to be in you. In you. Underline that. In you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. John told us. Let's go to Matthew chapter 3, and we'll come back here. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11. The book of Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11. This is John talking. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is greater, is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Talking about Messiah, he's the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost. He says, now I'm going to send you a comforter, another comforter. I will not leave you. Let's go back to John chapter 14. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. We're going to find out how. Yet a little while and the world sees me no more. But you see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you and me, and I and you. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loveth me. Let me read that again. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is. That's who loves me. You got the commandments of Messiah, you hear what he's saying, and you don't keep them? He's saying, you don't love me. Don't care what's coming out your mouth. It's not me that you're loving. You're worshiping me with your lips, but your heart is far from me because you really ain't keeping my commandments. You're not walking in my way. I said, love one another. Love your enemy. You were my enemy at one time. I still loved you. Now I want you to love your enemy like I loved you. Be perfect. That's why he said, be thou perfect. Love your enemies like I love you when you were my enemy. Be thou perfect in that way. Let's continue. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him. And will manifest myself to him, will appear unto you. If we're not hearing from the Most High, if we're not hearing from Messiah, if you really are not hearing, you have to ask yourself why? When am I not hearing? Why is he not talking to my spirit? Why do I have a hard time believing that the Most High could speak to me audibly? Why do I have this unbelief that he cannot hear? We don't believe the scripture. We don't believe what Messiah has said. We are walking according to our own experience. And if we have not had it to happen, then we can't believe that it will happen to anyone else. But read the word and believe what the word says. If you love me, keep my commandments. And if you keep my commandments, the Father will love you and I will love you. Same entity, but I'm going to love you from the position of Father and I'm going to love you from the position of Son. And I will appear to you. I will make myself known to you. I will reveal myself. Let's continue. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Master, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? How are you going to make yourself known to us and appear to us and not unto the world? Think on that question. How are you going to show yourself to us and we can see you and know you there, but the world can't? Yeshua answered and said unto him, if a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him, make our house. When somebody abodes with you, they come and they stay with you. Now, how does that happen? He said, know ye not that you are the temple of the Most High Elohim? Know you not that Elohim dwelleth in you, which temple you are? We shall come and abode with you. Where? How? In you. In you. Not around you. Not above you. Not below you. Not beside you. In you. Literally. We get back to the word. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying. And the words you hear is not mine, that the Father which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you, being here with you. But the Comforter, who is this Comforter? Which is the Holy Ghost, which is the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Spirit of the Most High, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things. The Father is going to send you his Spirit in the name of Messiah to teach us all things and to bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, peace I leave you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Let's talk about that for a minute. The Father in flesh, as we know as the Son, he said, I lowered myself. You do not see me in my fullness, in his position of Son. And I have made this position lesser than, as far as authority and everything else, I have made it lesser than the position of Father. So the Father, from the position, from position wise, the Father is always great and will always be. But he says, I gave everything to this position of Son until all the enemies are put under his foot. When there is no more need for flesh, then all things that the Son has done are given back over to the position of Father. And there's no more need for flesh, because we will be spirit beings. We will be elevated. So for this time period, we have Elohim doing two works. I am Father and I am Son, and I am the Ruach HaKodesh. There is only me. And what you see me doing in the flesh, when I lowered myself to your level in authority, in power, in might, in position, the Son is subject unto the Father. Just like you as a child, I'm showing you and give you an example. As a son, or a child of Elohim, you must be understand that the Father is still greater than you. You know, he says, I'm elevating you to the same power. But as my child, you got to understand, and from just, even from the natural sense, I'm greater than you. That's why even with our own children, when we don't teach them that no matter how old they get, they will never be greater than you. Why? Because you're the one that brought them into life. You gave them life. They didn't give you life. How can they ever be greater than their source? And Messiah can't be greater than his source in the flesh, in the spirit. In the flesh, he is lesser than. Same concept that we have to have with our children. The matter of the office. We ourselves are sons and daughters. When we have sons and daughters, we will never be greater than our parents. Their parents can never be greater than their parents. Not greater than their source. You might achieve more, but you can never be greater than them, because you can never give them what they gave you. Even if you gave them an organ, oh, they're going to die, they need a kidney transplant. See, I gave you life. No. You gave me the ability to live, but you did not give me life. If I didn't give it to you first, you wouldn't be here to give it to me. That has to always be respected. And see, when our children believe that they have become equal to us, they believe they can talk to us any kind of way, treat us any kind of way. And this is what Messiah is telling us here. My Father is greater than I, even though he thought it not robbery to be equal with the Father. Is that a contradiction? No, it's a matter of conception and understanding authority and responsibility and power and respect, understanding office, understanding position. There's not a contradiction. Is my son equal to me as a man? Yes, he's a man too. But he will never be greater than me because he didn't give me life. His son will never be greater than him. And so we have to understand those positions and what respect the Most High has of them. Listen to me. Verse 29. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it has come to pass, you might believe. I'm telling you ahead of time what's going to happen. Now, again, I say to you, when we read this, because we have 20/20 hindsight, or supposed to have it, and we look at the lives of the apostles, and we realize Messiah told them ahead of time, even before he got crucified, I'm going to be killed. It's like they still didn't believe it. And so he's telling them what else is going to happen. I'm going to die, and I'm going to return to the Father. He says, if you understood, you would be joyful. But they really still don't have any understanding, because you can tell that by their actions. It's not until the day of Pentecost, when he pours out his spirit on them, that they become emboldened, that they really understand. He spent 40 days teaching them, and then said, now let me give you power. That's when you see a change in them. All before that time, they really are walking in unbelief. They're walking in a lack of understanding, a lack of knowledge, even though they're being told. But what they're perceiving, what he's telling them, how they're perceiving it, how they're receiving it, is not from the standpoint of how he wanted them to receive it. So I will send you a comforter, another comforter. Is this Gabriel? Is this Michael? Is this some other angel that we have never heard about? He says, no. He takes that off the table quickly. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. He didn't say a Holy Ghost. But then if he said a, then we know that it's not the Most High. It's not the definite article. It's not the first one. When it says the Holy Ghost, he's talking about the Spirit of the Most High himself, the one that created all the other Holy Spirits, the Holy Angels. They're Holy Spirits too. And if you want to call them a ghost, they could be a Holy Ghost too, but they're not the Holy Ghost. They're a Holy Ghost. Different. If I was talking to you concerning your family, and I was talking to your children, and I said, the mother of you all, if they all had the same mother, then they know I would be talking about a particular person. If I said, the father of you all, and I was talking to a group of children, if they all had the same father, then they would know what I was talking about. Oh, you're talking about my dad, my father, yes, the father of you all. Oh, I know who you're talking about. Me. If I said a father of you all, then that might implicate that there was more than one. That might imply that there was more than one. And that may not necessarily be true, but it might be true. So when we see the Holy Ghost, we know it is always talking about the Father himself, the original, the first. Elohim is a spirit. He is the spirit. That's why it says in the scripture, the spirit. Don't say a spirit. So we have to understand. Verse 29. I'm telling you all of this so that when it happens, you might believe. You probably don't believe me right now because you probably don't have no understanding right now. But when you see this thing come to pass, when it has come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, even so do I. Arise, let us go over there. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Most High. Yeah, our comforter. He's saying the same thing to us in different ways, so that we relate to him in different ways. I want you to relate to me as your Elohim. I want you to relate to me as your comforter, as your redeemer, as your savior, as your king. I want you to relate to me in all these ways. I will not leave you comfortless. If you know who you are and you know what you're supposed to be doing, and you're walking in it, if you're not willfully practicing sin, then you can approach the Father via the Son, but the Father is within us. He says, just understand how I got here. Understand that I'm with you, and I will never leave you comfortless. If you love me, if you don't keep my commandments, you don't love me. And I'm not staying with you, Saul. I told you to go and kill everything over there. You disobeyed. Now I'm leaving you. And I'm sending an evil spirit in my place. Can we hear the Most High? Can we understand that he is not playing with us? And we don't get to just do whatever we want to do, whenever we want to do it, and then say, oh, I'm sorry. Saul couldn't hear from the Most High after that point. He got so desperate, what did he do? When he found a witch with a familiar spirit, I need to speak with the Most High. I need a word. I'm even willing to go to somebody evil and wicked to hear from the Most High. That's how it felt when the Most High left him. I can't hear from him. I don't feel it. Let me call 1-800-PSYCHIC and see if I can get a word. Let me go talk to the hand reader. See if I can get an insight on what is supposed to happen. Instead of counting on the Most High Elohim. But in that case, and in some other cases, see, when he says, I will never leave you or forsake you, we will take that verse and say, oh, that's an absolute. He will never leave you or forsake you. But if you love me, keep my commandments. Go look and see what he did with Saul. Saul didn't obey. He didn't keep the commandments. Most High is not a respecter of persons. So you think that he going to have respect of you or me? We have to do it exactly how he says to do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you're getting drunk, and you know he don't like a drunkard, are you keeping his commandments? That goes for getting high too. It's the same thing, just a different vehicle. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. If you love him, how do we prove we love him? By keeping his commandments. Let's get some other scripture on this. Just a second. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 2. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 2. And let's start in verse 1. 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, starting in verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with the excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of Elohim. For I determined not to know anything among you, save or except Yeshua HaMashiach and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of Elohim. See, let me stop here for a minute. And let me say this. Anybody can pick up a Bible and read. Anybody. But the interpretation, the understanding, the revelation that is in the book, you cannot get of your carnal mind. You can quote facts. You can quote scripture. Doesn't mean that you know the truth of the scripture. This can only come from the Most High Elohim, knowing what the scripture actually is saying. Let's continue in this chapter. So verse 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. You got all these seminaries. You got these Bible colleges. You have all these teachers of the Bible that aren't coming from the Spirit of the Most High. They picked up the word. They dissected it. They said, oh, this is talking about this subject, and this is talking about that subject. And these verses look like they go together. But that can only come from the Most High Elohim. So they're not getting their wisdom from the Most High. Because most churches and most Bible colleges and seminaries don't even teach that you have to have the Holy Spirit. Don't even know, understand how you receive the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. Don't even understand what it's all about. That's why the true gospel has not gone forth. So they're doing it from their own understanding, their own wisdom, what they believe. They know. Listen to me. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Yet not the wisdom of the world, nor the princes of this world, that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of Elohim in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which Elohim ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified Yah, the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which Elohim has prepared for them that love him. They can't know these things. They can't understand these things, because it has to be revealed by him. It is in his word. But it is he who has to give you the correct filter to understand it. Let's read how. So that you don't say Brother Miles is saying this stuff. But Elohim has revealed it, revealed them unto us. How? By his spirit. For the spirit searches all things. Yea, the deep things of Elohim. You cannot come to this knowledge, this understanding. You cannot come to truth without the spirit of the Most High revealing. So now I'm going to put my spirit within you. So that when you're reading the word, I can reveal those things unto you. I can show you what light you ought to place on this verse, and what light and understanding you ought to place on this verse, and how these verses line up together and how to put them together, that you might receive my truth. The Pharisees and the Sadducees and the elders, the church fathers, without the Spirit of the Most High, they cannot have complete truth or complete understanding. The key to the scriptures is the Ruach HaKodesh, the author and the finisher of our faith. You want to know what the book is about? Go to the author. I see you wrote this here, however, I don't understand how that lines up with this over here. Oh, this is how I meant that. This is how this goes together. You can't do that on your own. I can't do that on my own. So we want to know how we get all these different denominations and understandings, because men are coming from their own wisdom. And not the wisdom of the Spirit of the Most High. They're not going to the author of the book. Show me, make me to see, help me to understand. Reveal to me what you mean by this. It is the Ruach, the Spirit, that has to do that. Let's continue. Verse 10 again. But Elohim has revealed them unto us, how? By his spirit. For the spirit searches all things, the deep things of Elohim. For what a man know, what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of a man, which is in him. Even so the things of Elohim knoweth no man, but the spirit of Elohim. So for you to know this, without the Spirit of the Most High, you don't know the things that a man knows. But you cannot discern spiritual things and the things of the Most High without his Spirit. Without him saying, this is what this means. These go together. When I used to go into Christian rooms, there was a room on Pal Talk called Who is Jesus? And I would go into these rooms to debate the scriptures. and debate who Messiah is. And I did that for some years, and the Most High said, okay, it's time to stop. Can't go back in there no more. It has served its purpose. I wanted to expose you to all these different doctrines, all these different thoughts of men, and what men think and what they think in their wisdom. That is not of me. You see what they think? They think all kind of stuff. And they believe all kind of stuff, but it's not from me. But that you might be able to fight against these spirits and against these doctrines, I had you to do this so you would learn. And this is how you defeat this doctrine. And this is how you defeat this doctrine. And this is how you defeat this one. And trust me, I had some people that made me back up a couple of times. Whoa, wait a minute. I had to take it to the Most High. Well, I don't, what they're saying to me has me tripped up. I know it's not true, but I can't prove it by the scriptures. Son, because you're looking at it, at this particular verse and these scriptures in the wrong light. Let me shed some light on it for you. This is the way to look at this scripture that lines up with this one this way and this one this way, which destroys that doctrine. And then I will go back to them, and they could not argue it. They could not fight against it. But that wasn't of myself. If I went with my own understanding, I'm like, it got me miffed. I'm tripped up here. But, yeah, he had to show me and tell me in a dream, in a vision, line it up this way. This is what he's talking about here. Verse 10 again. But Elohim has revealed unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of Elohim. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of Elohim knoweth no man, but the spirit of Elohim. Where is that spirit supposed to be? In you. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of Elohim, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. Of Elohim, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but with the Holy Ghost, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. You cannot compare spiritual things with natural. You can use them as an example, but that still won't reveal the total concept of what is coming or being conveyed in the spirit. You have to have the spirit to actually open your mind to be able to see it, to understand it. I can say these things and you still be like, I don't know. I kind of see that differently, and I know that can happen. I've seen it happen. And I can say the same thing to somebody else and be like, I see it perfectly. Because it's the same spirit. I will not leave you comfortless. I will open up these things to you. And I will show you and I will reveal myself. Let's continue. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the spirit of Elohim, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned, not naturally discerned. You know, I have said this and quoted this verse to people, and you will believe that kind of attack that I would receive. Oh, you think you're holier than thou. I'm quoting to you scripture, brother. I'm quoting to you scripture, sister. You cannot interpret these things of your own. You cannot interpret them without the Spirit of the Most High Elohim, because they are, your natural mind cannot understand them. It was made that way intentionally. You will come to an understanding, but it will not be the right one if you are coming from your carnal mind, if it's not the Spirit of the Most High interpreting for you. So everybody can read the scripture and come to an understanding and come to a level of knowledge that they believe that they are correct in. This is what it's saying to me. When I read this, this is what I understand. Then you need to check the spirit in that person. He tells us to check the spirit. Who's interpreting for them? Is it the spirit that's of that man, that's in that man, or is it the spirit of the Most High Elohim? Or is it another spirit? Are they possessed? Is it that spirit that's interpreting for them? Have they submitted themselves to the Most High and allowed him to fill them with his spirit that he might, that they might be able to spiritually discern? See, we can go, we can study the scriptures and come up with some natural understanding. And we can minister to people too in that way because we are natural beings. And so we can hear somebody say, oh, I read the scripture and here's this precept. And it'll deal with some natural things. And we can relate to it because we're natural. But when it comes to the spiritual things, the things that the Most High really wants us to understand, because this is what you're graduating to, this is what you're in practice, this is what you're practicing for, this is what you're becoming, you need my spirit to get understanding so that you can be my child, so that you can fulfill yourself in me. That's why he says, lean not to your own understanding. And so we have to be in submission to him. We have to allow him to enter in. Because I'm not going to forcibly take over you. So yield your members. Yield yourself to me. Clean yourself up and get the temple ready. The temple is not some church. It's not some building. You are the temple. It is you that I would desire to reside in. And when I come and make my abode in you, I will not leave you comfortless. I will give you joy. When you truly know who you are and that I have taken up residence in you, how can you not love me? How can you walk contrary to me? Let's continue. We got one or two other places I want to go. Verse 14 again. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of Elohim, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who has known the mind of Yah, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The power and the wisdom of Elohim unto salvation. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. One spirit, not several spirits, not two spirits. Because see, when we say, let's go back to Romans chapter 8. book of Romans, chapter 8. And let's start in verse 9. The book of Romans, chapter 8, starting in verse 9. Drive this home again. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. There's an if condition here. If so be that the spirit of Elohim dwell in you. So I want to ask everybody, I want you to contemplate this, that the spirit of Christ, we got the spirit of Elohim, we got the Comforter, we got the Holy Ghost, we got the Holy Spirit. How many spirits do you have to have in you? If you are natural-minded, you're thinking that these are all different spirits. But if Elohim is able to talk to you, then you have an understanding and you're able to see that this is one and the self-same spirit operating in different capacities. Same spirit, different name. Just like you are a mother or a father, a daughter or a son, a cousin or a nephew, a niece, different titles, all can be pointing to you, depending upon, in this case, your gender. So you must have, he tells you who the Ruach is. That's why I love this chapter, Romans chapter 8. There is no doubt about who the Ruach is. But if you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of Elohim dwell in you, that if any man have not the spirit of Christ, is this another spirit? He is none of his. No. To wit, Elohim was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. It's the self-same spirit. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life. Because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Yeshua from the dead dwell in you, another way of saying it, can't see it the other way? Did you read the scripture that said that the Most High raised up Christ from the dead? So if the spirit of him that raised up Yeshua dwell in you, well, wait a minute. Is that the Holy Ghost? Is that the Holy Spirit? Is that... who is it? The self-same spirit, the spirit of the Most High Elohim, the Comforter. Remember, he said the Comforter shall be in you. Who is the Comforter? The Comforter is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Most High. Without this spirit, you cannot properly interpret the scriptures. It is impossible. I don't care how many times you've read the Bible. I don't care how many classes you've gone on to. I don't care how many dissertations you have taught. There is no teacher like the Holy Spirit. I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you on your own. I will not leave you ignorant. I will not leave you believing a lie. Let's go to, we got it, with the 954. Let me close this out, or at least for right now. Let us go to, we want to go to Peter. Let's go to first, let's go to second Peter. Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is given of any private interpretation, brethren, sisters, You studying the scriptures, you reading the prophets, you reading the prophecies, you want to know what's going to happen next. You can't know what's going to happen next without the Spirit of the Most High. It's not a private interpretation. You can't get it, read it of your own and come up with the truth. How do you have to get it? Let's read the next verse. For the prophets came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of Elohim spake as they were moved by the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. That's how they prophesied. You want to know what it means? You got to go to the source. Go to the Most High. You want to know what's going to happen next? You want to know what's a plague and what's just a natural disaster? You want to know what's from the Most High versus what men say? You want to line upon line and precept upon precept to, in order to put the prophecies in order? In order to know where there's a dual prophecy or whether this is only for that time? You cannot do it on your own. You can study all you want. You can read it all you want. You can look at the other men's writings all you want. You want the truth? You have to get it from the Ruach HaKodesh. Everything else is simply from your own mind. We need our comforter because he gives us comfort in the scriptures. He gives us understanding. And when we are in trouble, if we don't try to speak our own words, he says, I will speak them for you. Just again, let me get back. And we'll cut this right here. Give me one second. Let's go to Mark chapter 13. The book of Mark. Chapter 13. Now let's start in verse 1. The book of Mark, chapter 13, starting in verse 1. And bear me some leeway here. So we understand because we are in these times. We are in these times that we're about to read about. The book of Mark, chapter 13, starting in verse 1. And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here? And Yeshua answered and said unto him, Seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when shall these things be? You've been telling us that the temple's going to be torn down. You've been telling us that there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. You've been telling us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? And Yeshua answering them began to say, Take heed, lest any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many, many false prophets, many false Christs, many men coming, saying that they know the Most High, but he's never filled them with his spirit. They are teaching things from their own carnal understanding, and they're going to deceive many. And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled. So why are we worried about wars and rumors of wars? Why do people come up and say it's part of prophecy? See this? They're attacking over here. They're attacking over here. You're going to hear that. Don't be troubled. Don't worry about that. Don't let them make you comfortless. Don't let them make you uncomfortable with these things. These are going to happen. Verse 7 again, and when you shall hear of war and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be. They have to happen. But the end shall not be yet. For nation, and this is actually, you should write in your Bible, change that to ethnic group or race, that word nation there. For nation or ethnicity shall rise against ethnicity, or race shall rise against race, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be earthquakes in different places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. So when we start seeing people preaching peace and one world religion and one order, people start seeing races start blaming other races for the curses in the world, like they blame Israel. Oh, you're black and you're cursed. If you move into our neighborhood, you bring a curse to our neighborhood. Do you not understand why they do some of the things that they do concerning us? But race shall rise against race. We need a scapegoat. Why are all these plagues coming? Why are all these famines? It's because you're cursed. Jacob's trouble is coming. Don't think that you have escaped it. The world will look again for a scapegoat. Why are all these plagues coming? The Chinese are kicking out all the black people that were in China. This is on us because of you. They know who we are, and they're literally looking for another scapegoat, race against race. And then kingdom against kingdom. Because not all of them will not be for us. Not all of them will be against us. Let's continue. But take heed to yourselves, verse 9, for they shall deliver you up to council. Trust me, if you say what I'm teaching you and you say it in public, you better best believe that you're going to come up under attack. Already know this, because this is not what the world wants to hear. Only those that are truly love Messiah and desire him, who don't want to be anything other than he is. It could be your mother. It could be your father. It could be your sister or your brother, your husband, your child, the neighbor. You start telling them this stuff, trust me, they are not going to want to hear it. And they're going to declare you as being, oh, you think you all that. I don't care how meek you are. Meek just is going to make them not want to attack you as quick. But the world does not want the truth. Know this. And don't think that you can say this stuff and it won't come back on you eventually. That's why he's telling you, and you shall be delivered into council, up to council, to government, to city. Hear what Messiah says. And in the synagogue, you shall be beat down. I ain't particularly going to a synagogue. But who's the one that's going to be coming after you? Don't just say the synagogue is Satan. Because this could also be the churches as well. They were going to synagogue. We were going to churches and to camp meetings. Do you think that if you go into any of the camps teaching this, that you will be accepted? If you go into most churches teaching this, you will not be accepted. And when the right time comes, trust me, they will lay hands on you, especially if you are convicting them. You can't say what I just taught you without them coming against you, because it's contrary to their understanding. It's contrary to their belief. Heck, you go into most camps speaking in tongues, into most churches speaking in tongues, they're going to throw you out. Just speaking in tongues. Offended.
They can't even understand what you were saying, but just the fact that you were speaking in tongues. Now, imagine you go in there speaking a language they can't understand, and they are convicted. Don't think that they won't lay hands on you and throw you out and beat you if they think they can get away with it. Times are going to change. And we ain't as civil as you might want to believe that we are. Oh, they would never do that. I bet a lot of black people thought they would never be killed either when they were setting up their own communities. Never thought that they would band together and come after them. So we're not going to do any of those things in ignorance. We have to have full understanding of what can and will come. And our faith has to be in the Most High Elohim. That's why we can't walk in fear. We should know what's coming and not be fearful because of who we serve and who is in us. And walk in the full confidence of that. Let's continue. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to council. And in the synagogues you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake and for the testimony against them. You can't be afraid to speak the truth to them. You are in sin. You are in denial of the Most High. To our brothers and sisters, you are in reprobation. They don't want to hear that. We didn't want to hear. You are reprobate. This is why you are reprobate. You think they will want to hear that? They will not. So when they attack, you expect the attack and count it all joy. Let's continue. And the gospel must be published among all races, all ethnicities. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak. Neither do you premeditate. Don't think on this thing. They'll arrest you. Because you're preaching the gospel of the kingdom, you might be beaten. When they bring you before the court, he said, don't be in your jail cell trying to think about what you're going to say. Don't be trying to come up with this message, this doctrine, whatever it is. Don't do it. Why? But whatsoever shall be given to you in that hour. Brother Miles, your court time is the 29th at 11 o'clock. I can expect between 10 and 11 o'clock the Most High is going to speak to me and tell me what to say. Not before then. Not for me to be in there worrying about, oh, what am I going to say to him? How am I going to present this? No. I have to believe the scriptures and obey. What are you doing in there? I'm just praying to the Most High. I'm getting my comfort from him. No matter what you do or say, I'm in him. Some brother in there with, you know, do you know what you're going to say to them? No, I don't know. You're not thinking about it? No, I'm not thinking. But why? Because the Most High said he would give it to me. When it's time. He would give it to me when it's time. We have to believe it. For it is not you that speak, but the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. Can we understand? The Spirit of the Most High says, I will be speaking. It is, you are my vehicle. I'm not going to appear to them. They cannot see me, but they can see you. And me in you, me inside of you, I will tell you what to speak and what to say. And they can either hear the word or they can reject it. If they hear it and repent, good for them. If they only see you and they reject it and they don't hear me in you, they shall die in their sin. Do you understand who you are? Do you understand how the Most High wants to move through you? Do you understand that you cannot do whatever it is that you want to do? Cannot be getting drunk on a Friday night, binge, and doing what you want to do. Cannot be cussing people out because you don't want to hear from them. It is the Most High Elohim, our comforter. So when we're in jail, when we're being persecuted, got to know who we belong to. We got to know what his promises are. He will remind us, stand fast. Don't say anything. Be like the lamb before the slaughter and open not your mouth. Speak up. Say this thing to them. Can we be his instrument? The only way you can effectively be his instrument is to know who you are and know what the promise is and know that that should keep you. That should give you strength. I am a child of the Most High Elohim. He is my Father. It is he that comforts me. It is he that gives me my faith. It is he that has redeemed me. I shall not wither or shrink away from whatever he sends me into. And if it be his will that I should lose this life for his glory, he has already promised me that he will raise me again and I shall rule with him. Because I was willing to lay down my life for him. Let us bow our heads. Father Yah, we thank you. We thank you for your promise that you would come and you would enter into us and you would be our comforter. That it is you that we rely upon, and that you that we get strength from, and that we get joy from, our courage, our understanding as to who we are in you, Father. But we walk not according to this world, but according to your spirit. And if you say sit still, that is what we will do. And if you say go, that is what we will do. It is you who are in charge of everything, and especially us. How can we call you our Father and obey not your commandments? How can we say that we love you and obey not your commandments? How can we say that we have your spirit and obey not your commandments? Father, we thank you. If there be anyone who is struggling in no more, struggling with the spirits of this world, come, bring it before Yah. He is able to deliver out of any and everything. When we understand who we are, we have to understand the power and the authority that has been given to us to speak to those spirits, to command them that they shall not have power over us or any of the children of the Most High Elohim. But as a child of the Most High Elohim, we have to also believe. Cannot walk in doubt. Father, manifest yourself to us. Come to us as you have said in dreams and in visions. Let us hear that still, that small, still voice. Let us hear you in the thunder. And understand who it is that speaks. Let us be faithful to you in all things. And we can believe and know that you will not leave us alone. You will not leave us comfortless, because we will do those things that you have said. We will not be disobedient. These things I pray in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. All right, on this evening, we will close out this Shabbat. Again, I don't have a particular word prepared, but Yah will give us something. It will be from him. Let us give the Most High hand clap of praise before we get out of here. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For not leaving us and taking us. As long as we are faithful to you and we love you and keep your commandments, you say that you will be faithful to us. Hallelujah. And God, we be faithful to the right hand. Glory to you. Glory. 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 Hey. Glory. Glory to you, Father. We thank you even now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May the Most High keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. May he encamp his angels around and give them charge over. And until we meet again at the appointed time, remember, Brother Miles loves you, but Brother Miles don't love you nowhere near like the Most High does. Put your faith in the Most High. Shalom.
Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient, hanging with the Mishmakah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about